Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, it is going to be partly sunny, warm and humid today, high around 87. Temperature-wise, we start things out in Kenosha, where it is 75 degrees, 71 right now in Burlington, Milwaukee 76, it's 75 in Racine. Racine police investigating an early morning shooting that appears to have occurred in or around a residence in the 1200 block of Villa Street. It's a crime that's being called an attempted homicide. The initial reports had the victim, a man, stumbling down the street holding his chest, discovered by two women who were driving by. He was dropped off by them at the emergency room to the All Saints campus, from where police were then notified. Officers sent out to the vicinity of 12th and Villa based on information from those two witnesses, and from there the investigation expanded to include clearing the building and seeking a person of interest. Between 12th and 13th Streets on Villa Street closed off for several hours early this morning as that investigation unfolded. Kenosha County's Deputy District Attorney is Mike Gravely. He's running for the job that current DA Bob Zaff will be leaving after this term. He's going to be talking to the county board tonight about heroin or opiate overdoses, about 50 or so the last several years. He calls it a true tragedy, but notes overdose deaths still number twice as many as traffic fatalities. He credits the available use of Narcan and opiate antidote by first responders to revive people who might otherwise die. Legislation that recently made it available over the counter. But despite all that, Gravely says the problem is still twice as big as back in the 1980s when you had painkillers containing opioids. It's at a time when the Zika virus is the big health concern. It's in the news all over the place. You now got word that chickenpox cases, they're way down in this country. Here's more on that from Joe Ramsey.
There's been an 85% drop in chickenpox occurrences since 2006 when doctors widely began recommending a second dose of the varicella vaccine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the biggest drop is among kids ages 5 to 14, also the group most likely to have received a second dose of the vaccine. As many as 4 million Americans would get chickenpox each year in the early 1990s, with thousands needing hospitalization, an average of over 100 deaths annually. It tends to be more serious in babies, adults, and people with a weakened immune system. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Former federal judge Rudolph Randa lost his battle with cancer over the weekend at the age of 76. That illness had forced him into semi-retirement back in February. Randa oversaw cases that involved the Milwaukee Catholic Archdiocese in their bankruptcy proceeding, as well as the John Doe probe of Governor Walker's campaign. He had been appointed to the federal bench in 1992 by then-President George H.W. Bush. Sherman Park in Milwaukee is again free of orange fencing that was put up after the shooting death of a 23-year-old man by a police officer. Sheriff David Clark had it put up initially, and County Executive Chris Abley ordered it down recently after calm had returned to that neighborhood. But the sheriff, who's had his differences with Abley, had his deputies put the fencing back up and threatened to have anybody interfering arrested. A judge finally ordered the fence taken down Sunday with a temporary injunction. It led to county workers spending part of their Labor Day holiday removing it as deputies hung around the area. A number of Sherman Park residents questioning the need for the fencing and the surveillance. A temporary injunction has been taking place tomorrow afternoon in Milwaukee County. As of today, the weather appears to allow it for the work to begin on Highway 38 in Caledonia to make that road safer. The installation of centerline and shoulder rumble strips along 8 miles of that road from County Highway K to the Racine-Milwaukee County line. It's been identified by the DOT in the top 5% of crash locations in the state. Oh, and speaking of travel, getting a youngster ready for a long trip, that sometimes can be exhausting, especially if you've got a baby. You got to make the car seat secure, make sure that's in place, as well as bring plenty of toys and things to keep the youngster occupied. Mary Maloney reports this is also Baby Safety Month. Be aware of that, too.
Car seats, mirrors, shades, so many things to have in your car to keep your baby protected.
So, of course, you don't want to have anything that if you were, God forbid, in a crash, you want something that's shatter resistant as a mirror or something that won't be seen as a projectile. So that's really important to think about when you're purchasing those items.
Some newer car seats are rollover tested.
It's an important feature for parents to keep an eye out for.
Fill out the product card either online or mail it in. If something gets recalled, the manufacturer will contact you. That way, you can make sure the product is doing its job, keeping your child safe. I'm Mary Maloney.
Wisconsin among 10 states being considered a toss-up for the outcome of the November presidential election. This according to a new Washington Post poll. Wisconsin's joined by Arizona, Texas, Michigan, Ohio, Mississippi, Georgia, North Carolina, and Florida. That totals 168 electoral votes. The Post projection has Democrat Hillary Clinton with 244 of the 270 needed to win the presidency in what's called solid or leaning states. Republican nominee Donald Trump with just 126 votes in GOP solid or leaning states. Racine's Labor Fest at Hallelujah Mount Pleasant Memorial Park in Franksville, well, a lighter attendance more than 2 hours after it began for the political speeches and the awards portion. That was almost an hour late because of two politicians having been at Kenosha's event, where that started late. The award for Mr. and Mrs. Solidarity went to school board member Julie McKenna and her husband Colin.
If it wasn't for labor support, I would not have had a chance of winning, and I sincerely mean that. I'm not from the management ranks, I'm not a CEO, I'm not from the business community, and with labor, you really lift up the people, and the power really belongs to the people, and that's how I always live by that.
Chosen Labor Person of the Year, Keith Kemper with Sheet Metal Workers Local 18.
We've heard arguments about making Wisconsin more competitive and how we need to be open for business. And we've also heard the negative descriptions and arguments about union culture, all from people who know nothing about what it means to be in a union. And I think it's really wrong, as so many people in Madison and Washington are listening to these arguments and continue to attack us.
And the Retired Labor Person of the Year honor to Jeff Peterson from the Firefighters Union. Meanwhile, the speakers at Kenosha's Labor Fest honored this year's Labor Person of the Year by reminding the crowd, got a big election coming up in a few weeks that could have a big impact on organized labor. The Labor Person of the Year, Marv Motter, honored for his work as a teacher in Kenosha Unified, for his role with the KEA, and for filling the void when the Kenosha Labor Paper folded. He started up a new publication called the Southeast Wisconsin Labor Times.
We've heard of
Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian praising Motter. He's one of the people who decided to step in and always does when things are necessary.
Marvin's one of those people. He stepped up. He took control of a situation that needed to be helped along with his wife in dealing with the labor paper. He stepped up when education was being challenged. He stepped up and took responsibility and tried to lead. And it's up to us to follow that lead. We are the ones who are responsible for the education of our children in the future.
Motter presented proclamations from the local legislators in attendance, the city, as well as Kenosha County. Tonight, the Sturtevant Village Board will meet 6 o'clock. That agenda includes a resolution to approve the project plan and to establish the boundaries for the creation of Tax Incremental District Number 14. Also a resolution that recommends a contract with Bukacek Construction for the creation of a new public works facility. Regency Mall and sign standards, still an unsettled issue that keeps impacting current sign requests by new businesses. One of them, Planet Fitness, at the latest City Plan Commission meeting in Racine. The meeting and talking about colors and trademarks, backer panels, letter height. Also a secondary concern about a direct entrance door from the parking lot to that business for its proposed 24/7 operation. Mayor John Dickert noting some obvious disagreement with staff on the standards, still not revised from the mall at this point, said the best thing to do is everybody keep talking. He did voice concern, though, about the denial of a facade access door by the mall because of agreements with other tenants, something assistant planner Jill Johannick addressed, noting the facade access denial. That was something the city was not even aware of until just recently.
Coat Factory, that came out. I found out last week in discussions with our building department, who is working on getting this project through permitting and inspections and what have you. So that was not provided to us to consider at the time, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And we did not have that knowledge. And this has put us all in an odd position.
The mayor telling the Planet Fitness people keep talking with the staff about the sign differences and to have somebody from the mall get in contact with them. Someone was in attendance at the meeting for a while anyway, but left prior to the agenda item coming up for discussion. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.